It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The future is not telephones. It's broadband internet. We all kind of knew that, but now it's government policy. See, there's this small charge on your phone bill every month called the Universal Service Fund. It's for building up rural phone service. But now that money will go to rural broadband access. It's called the Connect America Fund. The FCC's Sharon Gillette says it's time.
Believe it or not, there's 18 million people in our country, give or take, who don't have high-speed access to the internet. When they're checking their email, they're doing it over dial-up. And what we did was we transformed a fund that we administer called the Universal Service Fund into a new broadband-focused fund called Connect America Fund. And the intent is to close this broadband gap and no longer only support phone service.
But this is about more than people in rural areas being able to check email faster. Christian Sandvig from the University of Illinois says, think about the whole economy.
The United States is far behind many other countries in the world. I mean, there's a real consensus that the more of our population we can get on broadband, the more we can participate in new economic developments and forms of business and education and telemedicine that benefit everyone as a society. It's the same argument that you get for universal education. So it's worth me paying taxes to educate your children, because generally the whole country will be much better if we have an educated population. That's the same argument that's used for basic telecommunications infrastructure.
The Connect America Fund puts money toward traditional wired broadband and mobile. It catches up to the present day. But Blair Levin is worried about tomorrow. He's with the Aspen Institute and helped craft President Obama's national broadband plan.
The problem for broadband is not merely a problem of getting the networks everywhere. It is a problem of how do we have a ubiquitous, diverse, and constantly improving broadband ecosystem that allows us to compete with the rest of the world. The broadband platform is much more important because it is the collaborative commons for all economic activity these days. It's not to say that we don't need roads and airports, et cetera, but it has become this enormously important economic platform. Universal service is now part of a much bigger puzzle. And yet they were looking at the expenditures of funds in the universal service context as really just solving that deployment problem. And that would be my concern about what they did.
We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
Today's play, Blockbusted. Producer Larissa Anderson will play Warner Brothers. I play Blockbuster.
Hey, Blockbuster.
Hello, Warner Brothers.
You know, I've been giving you new movies to rent out 28 days before I give them to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Your stores are closing, and I just want to help you compete.
Oh, thanks, Warner Brothers. Thing is, actually, I'm opening my own streaming service.
What?
Yeah.
Blockbuster, if you're going to act like Netflix, then our 28-day deal is off.
What? Well, fine. Tell you what, I'll just go to retail stores and buy movies when they're released. Here's Green Lantern. I'll pay cash. And then I'll just stock them myself.
Really? That's just so sad.
I know. It is. But it's what I, Blockbuster, am actually doing.
You know what? I'm not going to send you any movies at all if you're going to be like that.
Well, fine. I'll buy them in stores. I like stores.
Oh, Blockbuster, look at us. We're just bickering.
I know.
Do you remember how it used to be? We had such a good thing going. Do you think people ever watch movies the old-fashioned way anymore?
With your discs and my retail outlets? Oh, yeah, this streaming thing is just a fad. And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.